Hello?
Hello, Maria?
Speaking?
Hi, Maria. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with the company Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So the reason that I was calling, Maria, I'm part of the upgrade department here at Local Splash. And I know right now, currently, you reactivated us to manage your website, right?
Correct.
But when there are opportunities of other, like, programs that we run that you might qualify for, we always like to reach out just to kind of give you that information to see if it's also a good fit for you, okay? One of my questions is, right now, your main focus is in the remodeling general construction. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. There is a program, and I don't know if you've ever seen it before. They'll be at the very tippy top of the page on Google. It'll say sponsored, Google guaranteed with a check mark.
Okay.
Have you ever seen them before? Like when
no,
you
but I've heard about it.
You've heard about the program. Okay.
Yes.
So Google guaranteed, it's actually a program where you pay per lead. However, the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you. Now, there are requirements for that program because Google will also put up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. Okay? So it's like almost as if Google guarantees your work. So the requirements is that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile, which I believe last when I looked, you had 11. So you're good there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also require a background check. And basically what they're looking for is just to make sure that you don't have felonies. Okay. They're not looking at credit or anything like that. They're looking for felonies.
Okay.
So they'll ask you for your social security number. Do you have one or do you have an EIN? I don't ask to offend you in any way. It's just because it's one of the requirements that they'll ask.
I do have an EIN.
Okay. So if you don't have a social security number, we could try it with the EIN number.
I do have a social security number.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I don't feel comfortable giving it away.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't be giving it to us. It's part of the application process. Yeah, you wouldn't give it to us, okay? And then I'll explain to you how the whole process works, okay? Now, I'm looking right now for the general contractor for Illinois because sometimes a veces they're going to ask for both the license and insurance, or they might ask for one or the other, okay? So if I'm looking at for the state of Illinois for the general contractor, they want you to have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance.
Okay, I got that.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just also looking up for the general contractor for the licensing requirement. You know, it's surprising because in California, like, we have to have everything, right? But I noticed that in some states, some of them don't even require it. Like Texas, for roofers, they don't need a license. I'm like, wow. I would think more so for techos, like you should have a license, right?
I know. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't require it. Isn't that crazy?
That's
crazy. So for Illinois, for the general contractor, they don't require that you guys have a license.
Nope.
Interesting, right? See, so that's
so here's the thing. When we go, like, for example, right now I'm working a project in North Chicago, and so I go and I get a license at the village hall.
Oh, okay.
The city.
Like a city business license.
Correct.
Yeah. And so you can operate in their city. Yeah, and I'm familiar with that, but specifically, like, Google guaranteed, because they kind of go by what the state requirements are. So it's showing that it doesn't require that you have an actual, like, general contractor's license.
Correct.
To operate as a general contractor, which is a good thing for you, you know. Just they do want you to have the insurance, which is what you do have. Perfect. Okay. So you meet the requirements, okay? Basically, to start the process to go through the approval, okay, there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, okay? Well, at least hear out what it's about, you know, and it might be something that would interest you, okay? Maybe not. So I say non-refundable because I'll give you an example, right? Let's say you had a felony that popped up from 5 years ago. They won't refund you the money, and they'll automatically disqualify you for the Google Guaranteed Program. I don't say that to accuse you, but I like to be very upfront, okay?
Okay.
So there's two companies that Google uses to run the background check. One is called Evident ID. The other company is called Pinkerton. Once we know who's going to run your background check, we notify you because we need you to be like pendiente that you're going to get an email or a text message. What one of them might ask you is send a front and back copy of your driver's license or your identification or your passport because they got to confirm it's you that they're doing the background check on. Now, the other one might say, okay, follow these steps, birth date, social, because again, they have to verify it's you that they're running the background check on, okay? The the whole process of getting approved, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I will tell you this, you know, Maria, I've seen it sometimes happen in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you fill out the application and submit it and how fast you respond to the background check, because the background check is in real time. Like, you literally have 24 hours, to respond to them, or else we have to ask them to re-trigger it, okay? So once you get approved from Google, we actually call you to say, hey, you've been approved. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us, listen, no, I need you guys to activate it in a week or on this date, okay? So to activate those leads, right, the minimum monthly budget is $836, which gives you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads are $64. So when a call comes in from the Google Guaranteed Program, lo va a rebajar from what you have in the budget of the $836.
¿Me puede hablar español si quiere?
Oh, well, I speak both, like Spanish.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so... yeah, my español es como de pocha, right? But I mean, they end up...
Okay.
So basically, it'll deduct it, right? Now, the kicker on it is this. Maria, let's say someone called you to, I don't know, remove a tree, right? That's outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it is considered unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead. They credit it back. Now, if someone called you to sell you another type of marketing, like soliciting you or even to see if you were hiring, that's an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. When it is considered a qualified lead is if you gave them pricing over the phone, like an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Now, Google assigns you a special tracking number that's linked to your phone, and the calls are recorded. Google has an AI system set up so they know what's qualified and what's not. Even if one slipped through the cracks, we dispute it because we're the ones managing this whole Google Guaranteed for you, okay? With keywords, with search terms, we're doing the management of it and the optimization. Now, you will hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that live call. That's how you know it's a call coming from that program. The calls are recorded, okay? Now, let's say you got one lead in the month. I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So the next month, Maria, you're not going to pay the $836 again. What you're going to pay is $64. You're paying for the lead that you got the month before because we want your budget to be back to the $836. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, if you're going on vacation, right, for a few days, or let's just say you landed a project and, like, you guys can't take on any more leads, you call us and you say, shut them off. We shut them off. We do not turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. If when you shut them off, you only had two leads, okay, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It allows you...
Let me interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
This app reminds me of Angie Lee's.
Similar, but I'm going to tell you the big difference, right? And I'll tell you why Google created this program. Because they heard about all the complaints about Angie's Leads. Angie's Leads, you're sharing the lead. Angie's Leads, when you call them, because they give you the information, it's not a live call. They tell you, here's a lead. You got to call it, right? If you don't call that lead within 5 or 10 minutes, someone else already beat you to the call. Because it's you and 3 other companies that are getting that same lead. Angie's Leads, if they don't answer, they tell you, I already found someone 2 months ago. They yell at you telling you, I wasn't asking for anything, right? Or they just don't pick up the phone. Or they even tell you, oh, I was just curious. You're paying for that lead no matter what. Even if it was for a service that you don't offer, you're paying for it, right? And it's different prices. So that's how they work. And they'll keep sending you leads. Like, there's no, like, cap off. I've heard of people set a budget for 500, and it's exceeded that. They just keep sending them and sending them. And you gotta pause them, like, every 2 weeks. I heard they started doing it where it's every 4 weeks, right? The difference with what Google Guarantee does is you're talking about being on a platform on Google, which is where 90% of searches start and stop. It's talking about you being closer to the top of the page. Okay, it'll show that you passed the background check. It's going to show that you're insured. It's also, okay, more people are inclined because they know that you're part of that program and you had to go through the approval process. It's going to be a live call still. It's still a live call. So it's not us saying, oh, here, Maria, here's a number you want to call them. They're looking for your service, right? And we're now sending it to a bunch of other companies. This is actually someone looks for remodeling. They see Google Guaranteed at the top. They see you listed there. They click on the number. They're calling you. If they called you, let's say part of the general contractor, right, category. Let's say you said, listen, I don't want any roofing, okay, but someone called you for a roof. As long as you don't accept that job, unqualified, they're going to credit it back to you because it's not part of your services. It also allows you this program to target by zip code, by county. You could target by city, okay? If there are specific areas that you would want to target, you can do that. You can set the days and times that you want those leads to be turned on, and you have more control when to shut them off and on. We always like to start you off with a minimum monthly budget because, of course, we want you to see how it works first before you start saying, send me 20 leads, send me 40 leads, right? But It's complete opposite of the Angie's. But I understand what you're saying. You know, I think what kind of throws it off is because when we say that they're leads, right? But that's what they call them.
Now, you said that you work for Google or a company?
We're Local Splash.
For who do you work?
Company is Local Splash. Local Splash. I work in the department that handles the Google Guaranteed. So my job, right, along with other representatives, is when we have current clients like yourself, right, that might qualify for certain programs that we assist with, our job is to reach out to you to explain the possible opportunities, okay, that could help you increase your business. Right.
Okay. So remember when I told you that I've heard about it? There's this guy who does finished flooring, and he's a very good friend of mine. He's also a contractor, He was telling me about this. He told me that this does not cost, and definitely does not cost $800. What? How much did you say? A month? A week?
Not a week. It's monthly. It's monthly.
Definitely does not cost that. Because he sent me several apps that he told me that, and he has Google Guarantee, but he says that it's an app that he manages, that he is the one who's in charge of it, and he doesn't pay for it.
I can't say no. Well, so all these Google products, right, and I'll be very upfront with you, you can manage all of them on your own. Kind of sounds like he might be managing it himself, but he's paying for it. He's not getting it for free, and I promise you that. He is not getting it for free. because it's not a free program. Like Google Ads. You could run Google Ads yourself. You're paying per click. Okay?
Yeah.
He's probably managing it all by himself. And if he's got the time to do it, that's probably why he's doing it. Google Guaranteed, I'll tell you, I know many business owners that have also started that program themselves, and then later on they're coming to us to help them with it because they have to dispute it if they got charged for a call that was not qualified, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them longer to get a response from Google. Okay? I'm not going to say that it takes us shorter time. A little bit shorter time for us to get a response from Google because we're a channel partner, so we have a Google representative that we communicate with, right, whenever there's any issues. It's still a mantenimiento, right? It's still managing and optimizing it. So for him to say it's not $800, it's because probably the fact that he's managing it himself and he's not paying a management fee. I'll be honest with you. Our management fee is already included in this price. So when I say 836, right, it's not going to be that much. And then I'm telling you, okay, Maria, now you're going to also pay this additional because we're managing it. No, it's all inclusive in the price, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's probably saying it's not like an $800 something thing, okay? He probably shuts his off and on, and that's probably why he doesn't pay that amount, because maybe he's only taking two or three leads in the month and then shuts them off. I don't know how he's managing his. And you got to remember, he does flooring. So he could have possibly, because there's different what we call categories, verticals, he could have possibly not be doing the general contractor. He could be doing what we call the flooring pro vertical, the category. So there's a lot of factors. I don't know what category he got himself qualified for. Right? Approved for. I don't know how often he turns off and on his leads. You know what I mean? So there could be a lot of factors, right?
Yeah.
But the pricing I'm giving you is because it already includes our management fee in that. So like I said, you can run, Maria, your own Google Ads, your Facebook Ads, your Google Guaranteed, but it's you managing it, which means any issues, any disputing, you have to handle it all on your own. And I don't say that you can't do it, because you probably can, but what it's also going to boil down to is how much time do you have on your hands to handle all of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I think I'll pass. I just, not right now. I won't say that, you know, sometimes I don't need leads and such, but right now, it's the beginning of the season. We're pretty busy. There's no reason why I wouldn't want to. You know, not right now.
And I would definitely tell you this. I wouldn't want you to do it at a time, to be very honest with you. I would never want you to do it. And I'm glad to hear that you're busy. That I always want to hear that,
thank
right?
You. Thank you. Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever want you to do this at a time when you have absolutely no work, because of the fact that it won't happen overnight. It's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. That would be the worst time for you to do it. I would suggest if you did something like this, do it at a time when you do still have work, right, kind of steady, because of the fact that it's going to take, you know, 4 to 8 weeks for you to even get approved, right? So again, I would hate for you to do it when you have absolutely no work, and then it's going to be the urgency of like, oh my gosh, it's taking so long to get approved. Do you know what I mean?
No,
yeah, this is, we get this assisted out of, you know?
I don't understand why it needs approval on that if I'm paying so much money for it.
Because Google, okay, the reason why it takes an approval process, Google Guaranteed, like I said, it's a program where you pay per lead, and basically because Google's also putting up the additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you, it's almost as if Google's guaranteeing your work and saying, hey, this is someone that we've approved, okay, that we feel is worthy of being part of this program. That's why they do the background check.
That money, I could be placing it somewhere else that is also generating leads. I mean, nowadays, you need to know that there's competition. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know. Absolutely. I'm not saying there isn't.
Advertisement is advertisement.
Yeah. But again, Maria, it's not the requirements that Local Splash gives or that I'm giving. It's just something that I did want to share with you to let you know other opportunities that are out there if you were ever interested, you know. Because again, that's always my job, to be able to offer you other upgrades, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's all. You know, if you're not interested, hey, at least I have the opportunity to talk to you about it. But again, I mean, you're talking Google. 90% of searches will start and stop there. So Google is, you know, one of the leading search engines out there, right? So that's why they implement what they implement. I mean, it's not my rules, you know.
Yeah, I get it. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or to debate anything.
Oh, I know.
Just, you know, it's just, as I said, one, right now I don't need it. Two, I just came back to Local Splash, to be honest. I don't do anything. I don't do anything with it, but I just want to have my website going. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so again, it's just reaching out. But I really thank you, Maria, for giving me the time to even speak with you. I know you're busy too. So,
sure thing. Thank you, though.
All right. Have a beautiful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Oh, sure, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.